Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pirkei Avos class learning. We are not only Erev Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos Mevarchem Elul, as we move into the final month of Tav Shem Pei Aleph, and it's a time of Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, Ma'avir, and Esroah HaGezerah. So, as I try and do, this year is thematic to Inyani Diyoma. I see my mother-in-law is here, so good evening, Ima. Welcome to Shir. So I'm already going to begin by screen sharing right away. I have the sponsorship on the screen as well. Could you see my handout? On the top it says Pirkei Avos 4:22. Yes, it's the right handout? Okay, very good. So tonight I found this very, very inspiring. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by my good friend Aviva Hach. Aviva and I have been learning already for, I don't know, 4 years, Aviva? Maybe, I think for sure. Started from the Monday night Parsha Kass, and in many different venues, Aviva and I learn together. So it's a chus to dedicate the shir l'zecher nishmas her paternal grandfather, Hadayan Rav Moshe Yehuda ben Shlomo zichrona levracha, Rabbi Jacobovitz, whose yahrzeit is Chof Tes Av. It's very interesting. Oh, somebody's marking up the screen. He learned in Pressburg. He served as a Rav in Cologne, Germany, and then Strasbourg, France. He escaped with his family, first to the south of France, and then to the U.S., where he served as the Dayan for Kahal, Adas Yeshurun, and Washington Heights. His skills provided the only shofaros and matzos available to the Jews who escaped to Vichy, France, during the war. Tehei Zichro Baruch, may the neshama of Hadayan Rav Moshe Yehuda ben Shlomo merit an aliyah neshama and the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. So, as I mentioned, I want to do Minyani Dioma. This week's coming Shabbos is Shabbos Baruchim Eloh, and Sunday and Monday are the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Eloh. So, the theme of this time period is Teshuvah. So, let's talk about Teshuvah. So, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos Perek Dalet, Mishnah, someone's marking up the screen, Chaf Aleph through Chaf Beis, okay? Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam has said Doma leProzdor. This is the first Mishnah. It's not going to be the focus of our shiur today, but it really is a segue into the next Mishnah that we're going to be talking about, and it is along the same theme. Ha'olam has said Doma leProzdor, Bifnei Ha'olam Haba. This world resembles the antechamber before the next world. Haskein Atzmecha beProzdor. You need to prepare yourself in the antechamber. Kadesha Tikanes leTarkalin. So that you could enter into the ballroom. You can't go, you know, you're going to a grand ball. You have to prepare yourself before you get there. There's a certain dress code when you go to the king's palace. There's a certain black tie attire when you go to the grand ball. You can't just walk in and say, here I am, if you're not appropriate, if you're not up to the dress code, so you can't come into the grand ballroom. So this world, Havdil, is the antechamber where we don't have to prepare ourselves in clothing. It's a cute story. I'm wearing a ticho. One of the boys came into the kitchen. He says, you're going to shiur like that, mommy? I said, yes, I'm going to shiur like that. They've seen me in a ticho. He said, oh, it's on teleconference. I said, no, it's on Zoom. And like many of you, I don't have the option of keeping my screen closed. But we're not talking about preparing ourselves in clothing for this world, even though obviously certain kinds of clothing are not in keeping with Avodas Hashem. But we're talking about preparing ourselves in Ruchnias in this world, so that when you get up to the grand ballroom, the Yeshiva Shaman will say, are you ready? And you want to be ready to be allowed in. And that's really our whole lives here. Everything we do, Ben Adam Makom, Ben Adam Chaverim, Ben Adam Atzmo, is really preparing ourselves in this world for entryway into the next world. The second Mishnah, there's a comment already. We clothe ourselves in mitzvahs, that's for sure. So I'll tell you something interesting. You're saying we clothe ourselves in mitzvahs, it's a whole shiur for a different time, okay? But the word for clothing is beged. And you know my fascination with Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh, and the word for traitor, like trespass, is bogade. So there is a connection. So I don't know if you could say you cloak yourself, the clothing or the mitzvos, because really the root word of clothing is bogeid, which is trespass or treason. Short way of giving the shir. The first time we see the appearance of clothing or garments is in the Gan Eden after the first sin. Before man committed treason and trespass against Hashem, bogeid, he did not need begadim. Only after the first sin did man need to be cloaked, because now he was ashamed from sin. The big day kahuna, our atonement for all, every one of the 8 big day kahuna, Kohen Gadol, is an atonement for a different sin, because without averus we would not need bigadim. Root word, bogeid. Lashon Kodesh is fascinating. If you came here for that alone, you could say dayenu and you could leave. Okay, but please don't leave. The next Mishnah tells us, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, oh, so when I sat down to prepare, I'd like to see what's happening in the parasha, or the month. So what's happening? We're coming up to Elul. What's the theme of Elul? Teshuvah. Talking about root words. What's the root word of Teshuvah? Lashev, to sit, lashuv, to return. So to repent unto the Lord, shuv Yisrael al Hashem elokecha kashalta bavanecha, to repent is to return unto God. Rabbi Yaakov says, yafa sha'achas b'teshuva u'maisim tovim ba'olam haza mikol chaye ha'olam haba. What is the power of repentance and good deeds? The power of repentance and good deeds is so strong that 1 hour, meaning not really 1 hour on the clock, one act, one action of teshuva, repentance, umaisim tovim, and good deeds in this world is better, is more pleasant than entire life in the next world. Now, when we think about olam haba, that's eternity of the soul. And the Mishnah is telling you that better than eternity of the soul is being involved in one action of teshuva, maisim tovim. It's better than the whole world in the next world. It's unbelievable. Look at the power of repentance, of returning unto Hashem your God. However, says the Mishnah, v'yafa sha'acha shel koras ruach b'olam haba mikol chaye olam haba. However, 1 hour of eternal bliss in the next world is better than all of life in this world. So the purposes of our Mishnah, when we look at these two Mishnahs, there's a lot that we could obviously focus on. But like last week, I just want to focus on one part of the Mishnah. So too tonight, what I really want to focus on is this topic of Teshuvah. Rabbi Yaakov could go so far as to tell us that one act of Teshuvah, Maisim Tovim, in this world is better than entire life in next world. So look at the opportunity we have while we are alive. Kol Neshama Tahal Al Kahaluka. Don't read in Neshama, read in Neshima. Kol Neshima Tahal Al Kahal. At every breath, with every breath, we must praise God. As long as we are given the ability to live, look at the tremendous power of teshuva. And nobody could say that they have not sinned this past year. And I try and explain that carefully. I'm not trying to insult anybody. But the Lamaisa, we're all going to clap an achir on Yom Kippur. And everybody has to be involved in this process of repentance, because as long as we are human beings, it means we made mistakes. So let's look at the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, Hilchus Teshuvah. Okay, the Rambam's compilation, or I should say codification of Jewish law. Mishnah Torah is the Rambam's codification of Jewish law, and it is a halachic work, and it goes through different halachas. So what you have to understand about Teshuvah is that Teshuvah is not a nice idea. It is a halachic process. There are 4 stages to teshuva. Very quickly, that's its own shir. I'm not going through that for purposes of tonight's shir. But there is charata, azivas hacheit, kabbalah al ha'asir, and vidui. The 5th stage is asking mechila if it was bein adam lechaver. So these are halachic stages of repentance. The Rambam also delineates those stages. I'm not talking about that tonight. Let's look at hilchus teshuva perek gimel halachadad of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. You said you could see on the screen, yes? Good. Afal pishat kia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiris hakasuv, even though the blowing of the shofar, which the men will begin in shul on Monday morning, that's a custom, that's not the gzeiris hakasuv, but it's leading into the mitzvah of what is Rosh Hashanah called in the Chumash. It's called Yom Trua, Yelacham. It's called the day of shofar blast. Afal pishat kia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiris hakasuv, even though the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a decree of the Torah. So in other words, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Why? Because it's a gzeiris hakasuv. What's Gzeirah? Hashem said, so we do. God said. Remez Yeshbo. There's still an illusion in the blowing of the shofar. You could give a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a reason for this Gzeirah Hakasev Klomar. What does the shofar tell us? Uru Yeshenim Mishna Sechem. V'nir damim hakitzu mitar de maschem. What is it? You who sleep, wake up. And you who slumbers, arise from your slumber. Hakitu, get up from your slumber. The whole year we're sleeping. We fall into a spiritual stupor. And the shofar blast is meant to rouse us from that stupor. The chapsu b'ma'aseichem. And what should you do when you wake up? Examine your deeds. So it's not Michal Aretz saying that everyone needs to do teshuva. It is a principle of Yahados that a person must examine their deeds and wake up from their spiritual slumber and cloak themselves in mitzvah so that you could enter the next world. V'chizru b'teshuva, return in repentance, v'zichru and you should remember your creator. So the Rambam says that we blow shofar because God said blow shofar. But there is still a remez, there's still an illusion, there's a story, there's a lesson in shofar, which is that we must wake up from our spiritual slumber of galus. We must wake up from the spiritual slumber of sin. We must examine our deeds and say, what am I doing here? I have to return. Sin takes us away from God. We have to return unto God. Elu ha-shochachim es ha-emes b'havlei hazman. There are those who forget the truth with the wasting of time, with the nothingness of time, haval havalim, makal haval, with the futility, the things we're busy with. Are they really important? Sometimes yes, sometimes not so much. We become so caught up in the rat race of society. And sometimes we forget what we're even doing here. We become so caught up with the haval havalim that surround us in this world that we forget the truth. Vishogim kol shenasim behevel v'rik asher lo ya'ya v'lo yatzil. And we spend our whole lives involved with emptiness and nothingness. It's not going to help us. It's not going to save us. So this is not us, I don't think. I don't know. But imagine a person who has no Yiddishkeit, no learning, no tefillah. I'm not talking about tinuk shenishba, someone who is captured and captive. No ruchnius, runs from one sports game to a concert, to a bar, to the tattoo salon, to the manicure salon, back to the bar, to another sports game, works 9 to 5, comes home and watches the football game, gets drunk, have some good food, read something online. So it's in a very extreme example. I said it doesn't apply to anybody here. There's an extreme example of wasting the whole year with hevel and reek, emptiness and nothingness. It's not going to help us. It's not going to save us. All those elements in society that pull us down. Habitu l'nafsho seichem, says the Rambam. Look at your own souls. Turn inward. We all have to ask ourselves, okay, none of us are that person that I just described. Baruch Hashem. But we still have areas where we waste time. The Rambam, I'm not telling you, the Rambam's not talking about the one person. He's talking to all of us. What are we sleeping with? Life just passes us by. We're so busy with hevel and reek. Emptiness and nothingness, futility of futilities. And before you know it, you're in your 8th, 9th, 10th decade, and you say, where did my life go? And what have I done with my life? Habitu l'nafsho seichem, says the shofar. Look at your souls. Ve'heitivu darchechem. Repair your ways. U'ma'alalechem, your milos. Rise yourself up. Why are we here? Ve'ya'azov kol echad mikem darko hara. Each person should leave their bad path. Yazov kol echad mikem darkara. So don't think of who the Rambam is talking about, somebody else. What does it mean to me? What path do I need to leave? What mistakes have I made? The option payoff is coming to a close. Time marches on. Time waits for no one. I have to make sure I'm not sleeping. Wake up. Get out of your stupor. Umachshav tova sher lo tova. Not only do you have to leave your bad actions, you also have to leave your poisonous thoughts. Your thoughts of averus, your thoughts that are not good. Lefichach, therefore, Lefichach, tzarich kol adam sheyira atzmo kol hashana kulo. Kilo chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayiv. How should a person view himself as he stands in this world? How should you rouse yourself to make a good choice? You should view yourself as a benoni. You're a half zakai, half worthy and meritorious, and half culpable and liable to sin. The Kain kol ha'olam chetzio zaka v'chetzio zaka chetzio chayiv. You should see the world as hanging on a tightrope, and the whole world is in the balance. It's exactly between zakai and chayiv, meritorious and liable. And so you should think to yourself, what happens if I do one sin? Think about it. If you're standing on a tightrope, okay, and you take one misstep, what's going to happen? I mean, I wouldn't want to be that person, but I remember when I was in school, elementary school, we had gymnastics. I was never like, I'm sports inclined so much. I didn't love it, but I remember always being afraid of like the balance beam. My mom is like, as I'm saying this, I see it in my head. In Eitz Chaim Elementary, and we had the vault and the horse and balance beam. I don't know. I didn't like it. So, Chanuch lana al pi darko. Why does everyone have to do gymnastics if you're not gymnastically inclined? Okay, so if you're on the balance beam and you take one misstep, what's going to happen? So you should see yourself the whole year as you're exactly walking that tightrope between zchuyot, meritorious, and chiyuv, libel. V'kein kol ha'olam chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayiv. Chata chet echad. Hare hichriya es atzmo ve es kol ha'olam kulo lakav chova ve garam lo hashchasa. You should think to yourself, when I do an avera, never mind the stain on my own personal soul, but you should think to yourself, when I do an avera, I have just tipped the whole world, along with myself, to the side of liability, and I have caused destruction. On the other hand, also mitzvah achas. Mitzvah achas. What does the Mishnah tell us? Yafa shah achas b'teshuva ma'isim tovim. One act, achas, one act of teshuva, one act of ma'isim tovim, one smile, one kind word, one kapita of tehillim, one sheer attendance, one working on your midos, one working to have better tefillah, one act It's better than the whole next world. What is the great power of one act, says the Rambam? Mitzvah achas. You did one mitzvah. Why, you think you're such a tzaddik because you did one mitzvah? We don't appreciate the power of a single mitzvah. Asa mitzvah achas. You do one mitzvah. Harei hichriya es atzmo ves kol olam kula kafschus. So just like if you do an aveira, you tip yourself and the whole world to the side of liability and chas v'shalom punishment and chas v'shalom consequences, and you've destroyed the whole world. You do one mitzvah, yafal shah achas, b'teshuvah ma'isim tovah mikol chayi olam haba. Also mitzvah achas, says the Rambam, harei hichriyas atzmo ves kolam kula v'kav schos. That's how we should view every single mitzvah. You, me, I, the individual, every one of us has the ability to tip the whole world to the side of zchuyot. Now, if anyone here thinks we don't need zchuyot, I don't know, then you're living on a different planet. On this planet, we need help. And if you can, your one act can tip the whole world to the side of merit. Harei hichriyas atzmo ves kol ha'om kula kafschus v'garam lo v'lahem teshua v'hatzala. Who doesn't want to bring teshua and hatzala and tafshim pei bis? Who doesn't want to end with all the variants? Who doesn't want Eretz Yisrael to open its doors again? Who doesn't want a fourth wave? Who doesn't want lockdown? Who wants the vaccines to last longer than 6 months? One act. You could bring zchuya to the whole world and you could bring teshua v'hatzala. Yeshua, salvation, Hatzalah, save the world. One person, one act. And so the power of one mitzvah, as Rabbi Yaakov says, Yafa Sha'a Achas. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't say a lifetime of teshuva ma'isim tovim, even though that's our goal. One act of teshuva, one good deed. It's better than the entire next world. Why, perhaps? Because based on the Rambam, we understand that you could literally save this world. You could save this world. Going back to the Rambam. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says, he now quotes from Mishlei, V'tzadik yisod olam. The tzadik, the righteous person, is the foundation of the world. Zesha tzadak, he who is righteous, hichriya es kol ha'olam lizchus v'hitzilo. He who is righteous has just tipped the whole world to the side of merit. Saved the world. Saved himself and saved the world. Remember the Rambam says, you should see yourself as an individual, caught between Zechuyot and Chiyuv, Chova. And you should see the whole world on that tightrope. You're on that balance beam. And one misstep, which way you're going to fall? And because of this matter, the entire house of Israel has a custom, laharbos b'tzedakah, to increase our giving of tzedakah, uvemaisim tovim, and good deeds, v'lasuk b'mitzvos, mei rosh hashana v'ad yom ha-kippurim, yasser mikol hashana. So look here, v'lasuk b'mitzvos, we have a tradition to give a lot of tzedakah, and do a lot of good deeds, and be involved in many mitzvos, from Rosh Hashanah, through yom ha-kippurim, yasser mikol hashana. So he's talking about the aseres yemei teshuvah. This goes back, 800 years ago, so of course, today, we extend this into Elul as well. We don't start preparing by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around, then it's too late. You need to prepare before. Haskein atzmecha b'prozdor. Prepare yourself in El. Kadesha tikones latrakalin, so that you could be invited into the banquet hall when you come to Rosh Hashanah. You have to prepare. Rabbi Marcha Kamenetsky, I'm giving it over in a different shiur this week, just speaks about the idea that El is the time to prepare to be granted entry on Rosh Hashanah. So that too relates to the Mishnah. Ha'olam hazeh domer the prozdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. If you want to get into a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah, hatkein atzmecha b'prozdor. Elul is the gateway to Rosh Hashanah. If you want to enter the banquet hall, maximize your Elul. Kadesha tikanes l'tiraklin. If you want to enter the banquet hall, if you want to enter the antechamber, no, the antechamber is the one before. If you want to enter the main ballroom, then you got to prepare yourself in the antechamber. And that's how we should view Elul. V'nahagu kulam lakum b'layla ba'asaru yamim eilu. So again, the Rambam, yes, I know he's talking about the aseres yemei teshuvah, but this is not limited only to the aseres yemei teshuvah. It is limited. It is extended to this entire 40-day time period from Rosh Chodesh Elul until through Yom Kippurim. These 40 days are the 40 days that Moshe spent in Shemayim. Moshe spent three sets of 40 days in Shemayim from the time of Matan Torah through Yom Kippurim. These final 40 days, the third set from Rosh Chodesh Elul, through Yud Tishrei is when Hashem said on Yud Tishrei, Salachti Kidvaracha, Hashem forgave us for Chet HaEgel. And that's why these 40 days are an auspicious time for our Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. Moshe spent 40 days davening on behalf of the Klal till finally Hashem said, I have forgiven you like your word. He gave Moshe the second Luchos. We go through this process during these 40 days, which have the Koach of the Tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu imbued into them, and we mimic his path for teshuvah. And therefore, says the Rambam, it is the custom of everyone to get up at night during these 10 days, lihit palel bebate knesios, to daven in the shos, bedivrei sachanunim, with words of supplication, uvikibushim, ad she'ar hayam. So we should be well of the words of supplication and crying and begging for mercy until the day rises. And what we call slichos, they say slichos either when it's very dark or before the dawn breaks, because we have this institution of not only teshuvah, but also of tefillah. So this is what we learn here in this first Mishnah. So it's very important in this first halacha that we are studying, which I am relating to the Mishnayos that we are studying tonight from Pirkei Avos. So you should see yourself on the balance beam. And if I fall, not only am I falling, I'm taking the whole world with me. However, if I do one mitzvah, I'm also taking the whole world with me. We're going to the next Mishnah that I want to study tonight. And that is right here. Hilchus Teshuvah, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Perek Hei, Halach Aleph. Very important. When man was created by Maisa Bereshis, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Adam Afra Min Adama, Vayipach Ba'apam Nishmas Chayim, Vayadam Nefesh Chaya, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin of Bereshis. So Vayitzar, God fashioned man with two yods. If you look in the Chumash, you'll see two yods. When animals, when the beasts of the field were created, Perek Aleph, there's only one yod. Why were animals created with one yod and man was created with two yods? So the Mefarshim explained there, because animals have one instinct, one drive, one yetzer. Yod stands for the yetzer. Man has two drives, two instincts, a yetzer atov and a yetzer ara. So when God created us, we were created with two yodin. One stands for the yetzer atov and one stands for the yetzer ara. We're not animals, so you can never say, I don't have a choice. This week's parasha begins with Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayam Brachu Kala. See, I place before you today blessing or curse. That's a brachim tishmu b'kol Hashem Elokeichem. We have a choice. We have two paths before us in life. The path of the Yetzer Tov, the path of the Yetzer Ara. You cannot say, I can't do teshuvah. Too bad. You can. You're a human being. You're not an animal. And you're not an angel. They don't have Bechira Chavshis. So let's look at the Rambam. Reshus Lechol Adam Nisuna. Every person is granted permission to behave like a person or behave like a beast of the field. Im ratza lahatos atzmo l'derech tova. If you want to. V'lecharta b'chaim l'mantich atav zarecha acharecha. If you want to, you can turn yourself to good. Choose the good path. Choose the high road. V'yos tzadik. If you want to be a tzadik, harishus b'yado. No one's stopping you. You can't complain about external circumstances. You can't complain about family. You can't complain about parnasa. You can't complain about your community. It's your choice. Rishus the chal adam nesuna, says the Rambam. Don't tell me you don't have rishus. You're not a beast of the field created with one yod. Im ratza lahatos atzmo derech tova v'lios sadik harishus b'yad. You want to immerse yourself in a life of Torah? You want to try and daven better? You want to do that one act of ma'isim tovim that's better than all of chayo om haba? It's your choice. However, the imratza lahatos atzmo derech ra, you want to tip yourself to the bad path. Vilios rasha, you want to be a rasha. Harishus biyado, you're a man. Man is bechira chafshis. You want to be a rasha, you could be a rasha. You want to be a tzaddik, you could be a tzaddik. But don't say there's something holding you back and you can't. Hu shakasu b'torah. It's funny. I just referenced that. Perek Gimel, Bereshis before. By the way, just to add on to our ha'ar that we said before, and the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Vayas, look at my hand on purpose, okay? I'm counting. How many words are on this Pasuk? Vayas, Hashem, Elokim, La'adam, Ulishto, Kosnos, Or, Vayal, Bishem. How many words in the Pasuk that says God cloaked man? Eight. Vayas, Hashem, Elokim, La'adam, Ulishto, Kosnos, Or, Vayal, Bishem. Eight words in the Pasuk. So the Mefarshim say, Those eight words, that's why the Kohen Gadol wears eight begadim. We only need the Bigdei Kohuna to atone for sin, begadim, bogeid, because Adam and Isha committed trespass against God. God cloaked them with eight words, hence the Kohen Gadol is cloaked with eight words. It reminded me of it again, because now the Rambam takes us to the end of Perek Gimel in Bereishis. The Pasuk says, Hein ha-Adam haya ka'achad mimenu l'das tovara. Adam has to be kicked out of Gan Eden once he eats from the Eitz Hadas, because maybe Adam will become like us, and he'll know good from bad. Klomar, what does this mean, says the Rambam? Hein means zesha Adam. There is a species that is distinct, and that is man. Man is unique. He's not like the birds. He's not like the lions. He's not like the fish. He's not like inanimate objects. He's not like snakes. He's unique. Ve'ein min sheni domelo. There is no other species that is like a human being. B'zeh ha'inyan, in this matter, in the matter of Bechira. When the lion has to eat, he's going to kill. You can't say, oh, you know, it's really not nice. That little gazelle was just born. How could I take it away from its mother? No, the lion says, wow, look at that little gazelle. I need to eat. He kills it. Maybe it's not so ethical. Maybe the mother's going to be sad. Maybe I really shouldn't do this. It's not his fault. He needs to do that. He's married with one yod. There is no species that is like man. That on your own, with your intellect, with your thoughts, man has the ability to know good from bad. And you have a choice. You could do whatever you want. No one's holding you back from doing good or doing bad. I'm being polite or from being rude. I'm speaking Lashon Nikiya or speaking Nivol Peh. I'm speaking Lashon Hara or from giving a compliment. I'm davening properly or from skipping some of the tefillos. I'm dressing tzanu or not dressing tzanu. No one's holding you back. And that's why the Pasuk says we have to get rid of Adam. Let's say he sends forth his hand. He'll become like us. He'll become godly. Bechira Chavshis will be taken away. No, he has to be kicked out of Eden because man cannot exist without Bechira Chavshis. So the Rambam says, Hilchos Tshuva, again, it's Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph. Don't tell me that you don't have free will. None of us can say, I can't do it, God. I'm not strong enough to be a tzaddik. I'm not strong enough to attend another shiur. I'm not strong enough to be kovei idim. I'm not strong enough to be patient. Narish kayin. That's, you were created with two yuds. Just like you have a yetzer, right? You have a yetzer tov. Some people have more difficult circumstances in life. Okay, so you have an obligation to rise to the challenge. Remember, we say improve your mailos. We saw in the previous Mishnah. Not Mishnah, halacha. Continues the Rambam. I'm still in Hilchos Teshuva. Parak Hey. Halacha base. Al ya'avor b'mach shavtecha. Al ya'avor b'mach shavtecha. It shouldn't cross your mind. I think that's a pretty good little interpretation. Ya'avor is to cross. Mach shav is your thoughts. It shouldn't enter your thoughts. Davar zeh she'omim tipshei umos ha'olam. You shouldn't enter your mind to say what the fools, tipesh, what the fools of the nations of the world say. V'rav golmei b'nei Yisrael. Golmei is like from the word golem. Like a clod. Like the Ameh Ha'aretze of the Bnei Yisrael. You should not say this. Don't be like the Umas Ha'olam who say this. They're Tipshim. Don't be like a clod of earth amongst the Jews who don't have thoughts, who say, Shakosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al Ha'adam Mitchilas Briyaso Di Asadik Arasha. Hashem made you with a certain personality. But it's usher to say, you made me like this, and I cannot change, and I cannot be Misakim Emidos. There's no such thing. It is usher to say, do not let this enter your mind. Don't be a fool. Don't be a clod. You cannot say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon me from the beginning of my creation, I'm going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. That means Heni Machlis did not come out of tzaddikah. She came out of a normal person. You can't say, I can never be Heni Machlis. Well, the truth is, I can never be Heni Machlis. But she made a choice. She wasn't born Heni Machlis. In fact, I'm sure many of you are familiar with Huttner's Zatzal's famous, I think his most famous letter on the Pachad Yitzchak to his Talmud who is struggling. And Rav Huttner specifically says that you shouldn't think of our Torah leaders and giants as coming out perfect from the time they were born. They're born people. Person has a choice. You can't say, God, you made me like this, so that's my destiny. Ein hadavar kein. That's not true. Ala kol adam ra'i lo lihios. Tzadik kimosh rabbeinu. O rasha ki yiravam. I'm going to highlight this. Kol adam ra'i lo lihios. Every person has the ability in his generation. Obviously, you can't be exactly Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't live in that time. But the Rambam Mamash writes this. Everyone is worthy that he could be completely righteous. How righteous? Like Moshe Rabbeinu. How wicked? Like the wicked king, Yeravam ben Nevat. You could be like those. You could be a chacham or a sachal. You could be wise or you could be foolish. O Rahman or Achzari. You could be a compassionate person of mercy or you could be a cruel person. O Kilai or Shua. I'm not sure what those means. All the translation here is my own. So if anybody knows what Kilai or Shua means, you could feel free to help us out. But the point is that you see what the Rambam is alternating between good midos and bad midos. Good choices and bad choices. The Kain Sha'ar Kol Deos, so too all other personality traits of man. You can't say, God, you made me born with the midah of Ka'as, and therefore it's my prerogative and right to become angry whenever I wrong. So that's your challenge. You have to overcome. Hashem didn't make you a tzaddik or rasha. I can't come to Hashem or Rosh Hashanah and say, the sins are not my fault. It's your fault. You wouldn't have made me like this? I would have been a heni machas. There's no one standing over you enforcing you. Velo gozer alav. There's no one standing over and decreeing upon you. Velo misha moshcho la'achar mishnei adrachim. There's no one pulling you to one of these two paths, good or bad. Mitzvah or aveira. Zchuyot or chiyuv. Elohu me atzmo umi da'ato no tele eza derech sheyirtze. The choice is yours. Yourself, your thoughts, you can turn to the path that you want to be on. You want to be a better person? Tafshin Pei Beis is wide open. You could be a better person. You want to remain asleep in your stupor? You don't want to hear the call of the shofar? You don't appreciate Sha'acha shel teshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam haza, that's your choice. But don't blame God. Ha'isha asher nasata ni'imadi, hi nasna li min eiz v'ocha. Kan kafra betova. Don't blame other people for your failings. Don't blame God for your failings. Want to be a tzaddik? You could be a tzaddikas. Want to be a rasha? You could be a rasha. It's a big avoda. Like my brother, Rabbi Dov Fried, said, I quote this very often. Michal, just because something's hard for me doesn't mean I shouldn't work on it. You can't blame God. You made me like this, so that's why I'm like this. Too bad. You were created with two Yetzers, the two Yudin, like every other person and like every other Jew. Ooh, how are you doing? Baruch Hashem, ma'ahavti sorasecha kol hayom hisi chasi. I had to cancel my morning shiur at the very last minute this morning for personal reasons. So usually Thursday, Baruch Hashem, I have two shiurim. So this is an extra special shiur because it's my only shiur of the day. Usually I have multiple shiurim every day, Baruch Hashem, but I'm very glad to be sharing this Torah with you tonight. And I thank Aviva Hach very much for sponsoring the Zeichon Nishmas, her grandfather. Husha Yirmiyahu Amar, like the Yirmiyahu said, Mipi Elyon lo saitse hara os v'hatov. The pasuk says in Eicha, from the mouth of God does not come bad or good. Meaning God does not predetermine if I'm going to be bad or good. Klomar, Ein habore gozer al ha'adam lios tov lo lios ra. The Creator did not decree upon you that you're going to be good or you're not going to be bad, or you're going to be bad. You're created. Remember? Chetzio chayiv, chetzio zakai. You choose which way you want to go. You choose if you want to hear the call of the shofar, if you want to keep running from the bar to the concert, to the hockey game, to the manicure salon, to the beach, to the chair, to the massage spa, back all over again. You choose. Or if you want to start your day with tefillah, and then attend a shir, and then do an act of chesed, and then do some tikkun amidus, it's your choice. God's not standing upon you, decreeing upon you that you're bad or you're good. The cave and shekain who nimtza zechote who hivsir asatzma. You choose to be a sinner, you're going to lose your own self. You can't say, oh, ha'isha shana sati imadi hina snali mina eitz v'ocha. Your fault, you shouldn't have given it to me. You shouldn't have made me like I am God. What do you mean? Every person's created with their unique midos and unique kochos. I choose what I want to do with those. V'kevan shekeinu nimtza zahachot. Oh, I said that already, sorry. Is there a question? Oh, thank you so much, Chana Wasserman. Very helpful. Miser or magnate? Kill I. I'm going to put that in my notes. Kill I. Which one did you say? Which one is which? Kill I is a miser. Okay, 1 second. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so remember I said I didn't know what this means. If anyone wants to help me out, you could help me out. So Kilai is a miser. So you could choose to be a miser. Very nice. Okay, thank you. Or you could choose to be a shua as a magnet. Like I'm saying that wrong. I don't mean like a magnet on the fridge. Like a magnet, like a rich guy, right? Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. From the Alkali Dictionary. Excellent. I think I should get one of those. Okay. If I don't know where, Chana Wasserman always helps me from the Alkali Dictionary. I don't even know what that is, but thank you. Okay, let's go back. Thumbs up. Thank you. V'kevin shekeinu nimtza zerachote. You see the satsma? You're just going to lose yourself. U'lefichach. What should you do? You feel you have a personality that pulls you away from Avodas Hashem. You feel you have a temper and you get angry. You feel you're impatient. You feel your davening can't be better. You feel you don't have, you have time for everything in the world. The gym, and lunch dates, a manicure, and sitting on the beach, and you don't have time for a shir. So what should you do? Instead of blaming God, lefichach ra'ilo livkos, cry. V'lekonein, kinos, kin, achata'av, alsha asal anafsha ugmala ra'a. Instead of gemilos chasadim, you were gemila ra'a. You should cry. You should keen. You should wail over your sins. Pour out your heart before God. Hashem, help me. You should cry over what you did to your soul. Instead of a gomel chesed, a gomel tov, you are a gomel ra. You dished out bad. But tell Hashem, put out the tears. Kol sha'arim na'alim chutz mishari dima. Hu shekasu v'charav, like the pasuk says in Eicha, right after. Ma yisonin adam chai gever achatosav. What should a man complain, a living man complain over his sins? In other words, stop complaining and make a change. But tell Hashem to help you change. Don't blame God for your sins. You are bechira chafshis. You were made with two yods. You're not a beast of the field. You can change. You need siyata d'shmaya. You need tefillah. But it's possible. When now? What does the shofar say? It's a gzeirus hakasuv, but remez yeshbo. Uru yisheni mishnaseichem. Wake up! Stop spending your time with hevel v'rik the whole year. V'chazar v'amar ho'il u'rishuseinu b'yadeinu midateinu. Asinu kol ra'us ra'u lanu lechzor b'teshuvah. A person will come to the recognition and the realization that permission is in our hands. In our minds, we have done this. Ra'ui lanu lachazor b'teshuvah. Yafah sha'achas b'teshuvah. U'maisim tovim. Ba'olam haza. Mikol chayeh olam haba. Ve'la'azov rishenu. We have to leave our wicked ways. Sha'arashus ata b'yadenu. It's in your hands. You can't blame anyone else, including the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvacharta b'chayim, uvacharta, you choose. Husha kasu v'charav, now I quoted that in the pasuk before, nach b'sa darkenu v'nach kora v'nashuva adasha. When we examine our deeds, our ways, and we really do a big examination, we will return unto God. So I hope my only share of the day, of the English calendar day actually, I have a shiur tomorrow morning. It's already evening. So it's Elul. It's the last month of the year. Another year of our lives have gone. And Be'ezras Hashem, another year of our lives are coming. Don't blame anyone else. The choice is ours. We can choose to hear the call of the shofar. We can choose to recognize we're on the balance beam along with the whole world with us. One deed. tips us to Zechuya and saves the world. And one deed can tip us the other way to Chova and mamish destroy the world. Yafa, says Rabbi Yaakov, Shah Achas, but Teshuvah Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Haza, Mikloch HaYom Haba. And if you want to have a Geshmak Rosh Hashanah Be'ezus Hashem, Haskein Asmecha B'Puzdor, Owl is the antechamber. So that when the door opens on Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezus Hashem, we will be admitted into the Sefer Chaim, L'mancha Elokim Chaim. I thank my dear friend Aviva Hach very much for her sponsorship of her paternal grandfather's yurtzeit, Chav Tes Avli, Lui Nishmaso Hadayin, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Shlomo, Rabbi Jacobowitz, Alav HaShalom. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful and uplifting Shabbos, and Be'ezus Hashem, a Chodesh of Besoros Tovos, Hashanah that is Tova and Mesuka. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov. Let me just see. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. Kol Tov. Have a good Shabbos.